Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The violence between Israel and Palestinians in Gaza is escalating. Today saw the first Israeli deaths, at least three Israelis killed by a Palestinian rocket in a town about 15 miles north of Gaza. And long-range rockets from Gaza are now reaching further into Israel. Over 2 days of back-and-forth fire, more than a dozen Palestinians have been killed, including children. Yesterday, of course, Israel assassinated the military leader of Hamas, which rules Gaza. Today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he'd order a ground invasion if necessary. Jeffrey Heller is editor-in-charge of Reuters in Jerusalem. And so, Jeffrey, what are you hearing there about this back-and-forth rocket fire?
Well, it's slowly encroaching towards Tel Aviv. We had a rocket hit a Tel Aviv suburb called Rishon LeZion. That's about 7 miles south of Tel Aviv, which is Israel's commercial capital. It landed near an amusement park in sand dunes. Nobody was hurt. No damage, but for Israel, it's a very worrisome sign.
Right. Well, the British Foreign Secretary, William Hague, says it's Hamas that bears responsibility for this current crisis. But we're also reading that this flare-up of the last couple of days came after the Israel assassination of the Hamas leader. Remind us, what's been going on here?
Well, there's been low-grade warfare between Israel and Hamas sporadically over the last few months. There was a recent surge over the past week. That sort of tapered off, and it looked like Israel and Hamas were headed for a truce. And then Israel goes and then, in a surprise attack, strikes the head of Hamas's military wing in the center of the Gaza Strip as he was driving down its main street, killing him and an aide. Hamas has responded with rocket attacks, and now it's anybody's guess where this is going to go.
Yeah. Well, the U.S. UN Ambassador Susan Rice, as well as the U.S. State Department, have both supported Israel's right to defend itself in statements, but also warned Israel to try to avoid civilian casualties. How else is the region responding? Because we know this is a very changed region.
Yes, it's become a lot more problematic for Israel, especially with its neighbor to the south, Egypt, where the president is a member of the Islamic Brotherhood, which is the mother organization of Hamas. Israel knows, and it knows that it has to be very careful about civilian casualties. It would anger Egypt, perhaps jeopardizing its peace treaty with that country. And it would also draw in the type of international criticism that it experienced in the 2008-2009 Gaza War, in which it's trying to avoid.
We know that President Obama spoke yesterday with both Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi about the violence. The information we have from the White House is that both Mr. Obama and Morsi agree on the importance of working to de-escalate the situation. So at least civil words are being exchanged there. Jeffrey Heller, editor-in-charge, Reuters, Jerusalem. Jeffrey, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Let's turn to Edmund Sanders, the Los Angeles Times bureau chief, who is in Gaza. Ed, what's your view from there?
It's very tense, but it is not as panicked as you might expect it to be as it enters the second day of the conflict. I was actually surprised how many shops were open, kids were out on the street playing soccer. It was a sense of normalcy. I wouldn't call it normal. I mean, usually it's very crowded and bustling, but there isn't yet in these early days in any way a sense of a panic or great fear. But the early days of these conflicts are often the easiest, and, you know, the electricity is working, the phones are working, there's water. But generally, generally people do expect it to get worse. So maybe they're enjoying these last few days before things become more closed to them.
Or not. You know, what do you think is the sense of what might happen? We have Israel saying that ground troops into Gaza are not out of the question. So is there a sense that there will be a drawdown of the rocket fire?
I mean, there isn't a sense. I haven't picked up a sense at all from either side, and certainly not from Hamas, and even from the people in Gaza, that they want to back down yet. You know, there isn't. I mean, people that I talked to were fairly supportive of it, even though they'd gone through something, you know, very, very traumatic just 4 years ago. Hamas leaders at a press conference today definitely said they're not backing down, and Israel announced that they're sending troops down to the border, whether or not they use them or not, is unclear. There's a lot of brinksmanship going on. I think it could go either way. I think that the U.S. or Egypt or somebody like that could step in aggressively and bring it to a quick end, because I don't think that either side really wants to get involved in a long ground war again. But these things are very unpredictable. And as we saw in Israel today, one missile hits an apartment building, kills three people. Once you start going down this path, it becomes sometimes difficult to step back.
Well, and on the side that you're standing on in Gaza, more than 15 people have been killed, and this includes children. So the view on the ground in Gaza from Edmund Sanders, Los Angeles Times bureau chief. By the way, Ed, thank you very much. Not exactly safe for you either there. So thanks for speaking with us.
Sure. Thanks a lot. Take care.